Parish is a house of welcome to all, the Pope said. For this reason, on December 2nd, 1981, Pope John Paul II began perpetual adoration in his chapel at the Vatican and said that his greatest prayer and desire for the whole Church was that every parish throughout the world establish perpetual adoration. This is when a parish has a chapel or sets aside a small prayer room that is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with permanent exposition of the Blessed Sacrament to make it easy for anyone at any time to visit Jesus. Because the Pope said that our essential commitment in life is to grow spiritually in the climate of the Holy Eucharist. For life is a journey of faith and intimacy with the Lord. Therefore, the Pope said, we must find the time for prayer because God is hidden in the Blessed Sacrament and is just waiting for us to discover the secret of his presence. For this reason, the Pope said, our communal worship must go together with our personal love for Jesus in holy hours of prayer, in order that our love for Jesus may be complete. The Lord calls us today to communal worship. We gather together as a parish family to give glory to the Father. Then Jesus stays with us in the Blessed Sacrament, where he calls us to come back to himself sometime during the week to spend some quiet time in his presence in order to deepen our union and develop our personal relationship with Jesus our Saviour, because Pope John Paul II said, our religion is a religion of dwelling in the heart of God. For this reason, the Pope said, Jesus waits for you in this sacrament of his love, where everyone is welcome, and to everyone, Jesus repeats his timeless appeal, could you not watch just 1 hour with me? For the Eucharist is the gift of Jesus' heart. His thirst is for our faith to recognize this gift of love by coming to him in the Blessed Sacrament. If each of us would be willing to spend just 1 hour once a week with Jesus, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, then we could organize all of the hours of the day and the night in such a way that each hour could be covered with at least one person with Jesus at all times, so that he is never left alone, and that together, as a parish family, we give God the greatest honor and glory on earth by having perpetual adoration. In fulfillment of Scripture, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive unceasing adoration. In other words, Jesus deserves it in gratitude for all he has done for our salvation. For perpetual adoration is the glory due his name. This hour that Jesus wants you to spend with him is spent any way you may want to. Some people bring their own prayer books. Others pray the Holy Rosary or read the Holy Bible. Others speak to Jesus heart to heart as you would your best friend. What Jesus wants everyone to know is that he is the easiest person to be with, absolutely the easiest person in the world to please. For example, you may be so tired or troubled or worn out that you may want to come and sit and relax and just enjoy the sweet peace that comes from being in his presence. As he assures us, I will refresh you. Where, Pope John Paul II says, we enter his heart and draw in his love, which is stronger than all evils. This is why Jesus simply says in the Gospel, come to me. Where in the Blessed Sacrament he transforms us with those graces that he won for us on Calvary, where he was abandoned in darkness, that in his presence we are bathed in radiant light, where he was regarded as evil, that in his goodness we are made holy, where he was seen as a total failure, that covered with his infinite merits we become a divine success, and where he died in shame and disgrace, that forever we may be clothed in dignity and glory, where he was looked upon by all with bitter hatred, that all who look upon him in the Blessed Sacrament may be embraced and renewed with the sweetness of God's love, who in the Blessed Sacrament bestows on us, according to Scripture, every spiritual blessing in the heavens. For this reason, Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, Each moment that you spend with Jesus will deepen your union with him and make your soul everlastingly more glorious and beautiful in heaven, and will help bring about an everlasting peace on earth. Perpetual adoration, she said, will save the whole world. The reason why the hearts of men have grown cold and why the world is covered in darkness, Pope John XXIII said, is because adoration has decreased. As foretold in Scripture, when God says to us, though I stooped to feed my child in the Blessed Sacrament, they did not know that I was their healer. In the Old Testament, God instructed the people to look upon a bronze serpent in order to be healed. Today, through the Pope, the Heavenly Father appeals to us to look upon his beloved Son in the Blessed Sacrament in order that the whole world may be healed. Indeed, this is the will of the Heavenly Father, Jesus said, that everyone look upon the Son and believe in him. The Pope said, the Church and the world have a great need for Eucharistic adoration. Those who adore will change the world and bring about an everlasting peace to all mankind. The truth of this statement is seen in a vision God gave to Saint Faustina, canonized by Pope John Paul II. In this vision, every hour of prayer made in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament so touches the heart of Jesus, the light of the world, that divine rays of love and mercy go out from his heart to the whole world and touch the heart of every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. He's got the whole world in his hand. Every holy hour you make will bring the whole world closer to his heart. For this reason, Pope John Paul II exclaims, what power! Anyone who goes before the Savior in a holy hour of prayer draws the whole world closer to Christ and lifts the world and everybody in the world up to God the Father for his blessing. The wonderful thing about a chapel of perpetual adoration is that anyone can participate, because everyone can find at least 1 hour once a week to be with Jesus. And whatever hour you may choose, morning, noon, evening, or night, would be most pleasing to the Lord. But please consider, if you can, volunteering for a night hour, sometime between midnight and 6 a.m., because these are the most difficult hours to fill, for it requires a sacrifice for anyone to be willing to get up in the middle of the night to be with Jesus in an hour of prayer. You may be interested in knowing that the Pope, Pope John Paul II, spent the entire night in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament once a week, for he said, Scripture reminds us that Jesus often spent the whole night in prayer. A sacrifice of getting up in the middle of the night to spend an hour of prayer only makes sense when we think of how much Jesus loves us in the Blessed Sacrament and how much our sacrifice would mean to him in return, for he said, behold this heart which has loved men so much and which is so little loved in return. I thirst with such a terrible thirst to be loved in this Blessed Sacrament. When his heart broke in the agony in the garden, it was because Jesus realized that the gift of the Eucharist meant for all humanity would be rejected by so many and loved and adored by so few. He said, my heart is filled with sorrow to the point of death. Those willing to make a sacrifice by keeping Jesus company for 1 hour in the middle of the night comfort and console his heart for those who do not know him or love him, and win countless graces for the whole world to come to him who said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. On the cross, Jesus was lifted up in hatred. Those willing to make this sacrifice lift him up in love and bring down God's mercy upon the whole world. Every chapel of perpetual adoration is a chapel of divine mercy. For Pope John Paul II says, those who stand before the Lord are fulfilling an eminent service. They are presenting to Christ all those who do not know him or are far from him. They keep watch in his presence on their behalf, bringing down upon those souls, far away from God, and thus in most need of his mercy, the precious blood of the Lamb, so that instead of going to hell, these souls go to heaven to be with God for all eternity. Saving a soul is the greatest thing we can do. Therefore, the Pope said, let us be generous with our time in going to meet Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Whoever is willing to be generous by taking one of these 9 hours will be blessed by God 10 times as much for doing so, because God cannot be outdone in generosity. Whenever we are generous with God, he is 10 times more generous with us. And when we do on earth what is done in heaven, adore God perpetually, then there will be a new heaven and a new earth. As we pray in the Our Father, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. For when, according to Scripture, we proclaim Jesus King by giving him the love and glory due his name, then he will claim his kingdom by restoring earth to the glory of paradise. Today, the world is beyond human solution. What is needed is a divine intervention. For this reason, the Pope urges us to renew our hope in the definitive coming of God's kingdom on earth, when God will wipe away every tear from the face of all mankind, according to his promise of recreating a new earth where there shall be no more death or mourning, crying out or pain. Because the Pope says the whole world is to be transformed into perfect love and joy according to the Father's plan. How will this happen? Where all mankind will enjoy the glory of a new paradise on earth. Pope John Paul II says the radical transformation of the whole world will be brought about through perpetual adoration of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in fulfillment of Scripture. The victory, the power that has conquered the world is this faith of ours. What incomparable consolation, the Pope declares, for our religion is a religion of glory, because the Eucharist and our faith in the power of the Eucharist is the mystery, the plan to be carried out in the fullness of time, namely to bring all things in the heavens and on earth into one under Christ's headship, in fulfillment of Jesus's prayer that all may be one, so that God may be all in all. As God's plan in Christ, according to church teaching, is to take the whole world up again and make of it a new creation through the omnipotent, all-powerful love of the Blessed Sacrament, a love that never fails. Pope John Paul II says that through his incarnation, the Son of God has united himself to every person in such a way that by his power to subject everything to himself, the whole created world is destined to be assumed in the Eucharist, where all humanity and all creation will be consumed and made perfect in the fire of divine love. Then, everything in the universe will cry out in joy to the One seated on the throne and to the Lamb. Be praise and honor and glory and might, as every knee will bend and every tongue will profess that the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the King of love and mercy for all mankind, is Jesus, who calls us to hope for all things, because he promises, see, I make all things new.